Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Happy March, everybody. Good morning in the Vatican City. Good morning on the East Coast. And they're still sleeping on the West Coast. And a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. A huge thank you to the audience out there. I just checked before we went live this morning, and our show, our record-breaking, eye-opening, if you didn't believe it, you do now, blow it out of the box show, last week, where we introduced our new president and chief executive officer of Eloquent Online, the 17-year-old whiz kid Emma Douglas from the New Braunfels Christian Academy. 2,000 archived listens. Just an incredible show. I only listened back to it about 6 times, but I don't count our listens. And of course, we've gone over 50,000 listens on the show. It is the power of performance, the humble show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? And so we must be doing it because you keep wanting more and more of what we do. So this is a tough act to follow. Last week's show, Troy's not with us today. We talked to Troy, a lot of stuff going on at South Carolina Federal Credit Union. He would be back with us this coming Wednesday. And as a show note, our show with Top 40 Under 40 CEO President Patrick Bassler from First Financial up in Illinois. He will join us on Wednesday, and this is going to be another fascinating show. Patrick is a former jazz musician. He continues to work in the music. His wife actually had some fame back in the 80s, singing a little career of her own, and he's going to talk to us about being the president of a credit union and basically managing that live performance each and every day and how he's taken some of the practices of being a jazz musician. I think I've been looking all over for a jazz musician to come on this show because I think jazz, more than any other musical genre, is the one that most closely fits the work that we all do in our banking and our branded marketplace out there. So we're looking forward to that. That'll be 12 noon this coming Wednesday. I think that's March 6th. I'm too scared to touch the computer and check. I think it's March 6th. Next Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And my name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the offices of eloquentonline.net in the beautiful, beautiful, crisp, beautiful blue morning city here in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, where I am now the chief creative officer of Eloquent Online. We were thinking about Creative Catalyst. Emma liked that one because she said it was an alliteration, which I didn't know. And I also thought about VP of Creativity because it rhymed sort of, but she went ahead with the chief creative officer because, as she said, it can be abbreviated to CCO. And so this is the CCO of EO, broadcasting live, and we're so happy you're with us. If you have been listening to the show for a long time, our first guest today is no stranger to you. Deb Schaefer joined the show last year, and just by way of chronology, I don't remember, I think it was either last year or the year before, when the last Harry Potter movie came out, I think I saw it on Twitter, that she had taken all of her kids to see Harry Potter. And I started thinking about how old, if a kid is a certain age, was he when Harry Potter came out? And I thought, man, that Harry Potter kind of spans that Gen Y slash millennial chronology of that generation. And how cool is it to talk to somebody who has kind of witnessed the kids growing up in that 10-year time frame of Harry Potter? And so we just called her. We just got on the phone, called Directions Credit Union. Hey, Deb Schaefer, you've never heard of me before, but can you come on the show? And she did, and she was so good that when we decided to add a third to our duet, Deb joined us on the show for quite a while. Last year, we had a lot of fun with her, and it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the air. Hey, Deb Schaefer, how are you?
Hey, Jason Dias. I'm great, thanks, and it's awesome to be back. That was unexpected.
Yeah, the studio audience is, ever since last week's show, you know, now that we've got a real president in charge of Eloquent Online, you know, they never really took me seriously, but now that Emma's, you know, cracking the whip over there,
right?
They're really on their game. And for those of you who don't know, the studio audience is typically comprised of people who have failed out of the management training program at Subway, not always the brightest people in the world. And, of course, we've had a difficult relationship with the studio audience, mostly because they seem to prefer Troy to me. And that has never really been something that I'm comfortable with, since I'm the one here providing them with the free coffee and the free breakfast. But listen, you were at Directions, and you were doing some great stuff with the social media there at Directions Credit Union, and you actually caught the attention of the folks at ChatterYak. And when they were ready to grow and they were ready to say, hey, we want somebody that has not only understood and deployed social media the right way, we want somebody who can continue to help us grow our brand. And so they hired you away from Directions. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it was unexpected. I saw myself at Directions for many, many years to come. We were actually one of ChatterYak's first clients, and we used several of their products, and we were huge fans, just loved what they were doing, loved the fact, first of all, that they are a CUSO. You know, you could work with any social media marketing firm, or, you know, any, you know, use any turnkey marketing program from anyone else, but a typical marketing firm doesn't always understand the lay of the land in the credit union industry. A CUSO does. You know, they... Yep. Eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff. You know, they understand how these campaigns, how social media is going to affect that credit union from the lobby to the back office. And we loved that. So at Directions, and we, like I said, we were huge fans, and we used it. I knew the products well, shared them with many credit unions who called, and a lot of them used ChatterYak following my recommendation. And Bryce and Kevin, when they were ready to grow ChatterYak, they reached out to me first, and it's a huge honor, and it's big fun. I'll tell you, I love this company, and I'm really excited to grow this with them.
Well, it's exciting to do something different, mm-hmm. and I know, you know, you and I, like I talked about on the show last week, you know, Troy and I talk a lot off the air, and mm-hmm. I think it was when Troy and I first met, you know, people might find this hard to believe. I have not seen Troy since 2006. I met him that one time, and everything else has been by phone conversation. We would have these amazing conversations about marketing and branding and generational stuff, and you know, for people that are, you know, again, when we first started the show, the Radio Free Credit Union show, Troy was not, I went back after the success of the show last week. I actually went back and listened to the first show we ever did, which, by the way, had 90 archived listens. And so we've gone from 90 archived listens to 2,000 in about 18 months. And I went back and listened to that show. It is just so funny. Well, Troy came on as a guest one day and just wouldn't leave. He just kept coming back week after week. And then for about 6 months, he was the assistant to the host. And then finally, he was elevated to co-host. And of course, then you joined us last year. I thought we had a lot of fun. You actually were very instructive.
We had big fun.
I remember we did that music show and you picked that Jason Aldean song. And I'm like, I never heard of Jason Aldean. And then like the next week he was here in San Antonio and it was like the hottest ticket in town. And I realized I really need to expand my musical preferences out there. But I love those music shows, and maybe we'll get a chance to get Bryce and some of your guys' favorites and spin some tunes for a Chattery Act All-Star Hit Parade.
We would love that. I
enjoyed those shows, and actually Emma's show is quickly approaching our highest rated show of the history of the Power Performance, which was our Christmas music show. It takes a big man to be comfortable with the fact that the number one show was a show where I said almost nothing. So I guess maybe that's what people want. They prefer a show. Maybe the studio audience would prefer a show where I never say anything, and they would probably like that a lot. Now listen, Chattery Act's doing a lot of very, very cool things. Tell us about if a credit union is out there and they are we talked yesterday and you said something that I thought was absolutely spot on. Eloquent Online started as an experiment because nobody had any context about social media in 2006. Mm-hmm. We didn't know how to use it. We didn't know what kind of videos to put on YouTube. We didn't have any frame of reference. But I would agree that social media is one of those things that people just kind of started jumping into because the credit union down the street started jumping into and the bank down the street started jumping into. And instead of applying the Southwest Airlines approach where they wait and see what goes wrong with everybody else's and then they come in and do it right. It sounds like you guys kind of have that vibe. You can go in there and show people that there is great, great potential with social media, but there's also some liabilities to be aware of. Tell us how you keep credit unions on the cutting edge of social media without getting in trouble.
Well, the first thing I'd like to do is say if you are on social media and you're certain you're getting it right and not breaking any of the terms of service or the rules and regulations that are soon to be enforced by the FFIEC, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But if you're sure you're not breaking any rules, you may just want to go read our current blog series on chatteryact.com. Just click blog at the top of the page. We're running a series right now that addresses a lot of the terms of service and the rules and regulations that have been proposed by the FFIEC. And what we're finding when we're talking to credit unions or when credit unions are approaching us is that many of these are being broken. And it, like you said, Jason, you know, the credit union down the street was on Facebook and Twitter, so, hey, we better get on there too. No one wants to be the last guy, you know, joining the team. So people did, and credit unions also believe, hey, it's free.
Right.
It's free, so why not? Let's just all get on there. But when you don't know what you're doing, rules can be broken, terms of service can be violated, and when you do those things, you're in jeopardy of losing your Facebook page. Facebook clearly states that if they find you in violation, they can just shut you down.
Yeah.
Which would be so sad for a credit union who has worked 2, 3, or 4 years even to gain a couple of thousand true fans.
Yep.
And, you know, for all that to be taken away in one fell swoop because they innocently didn't realize that their Facebook cover photo contained more than 20% text. I mean, there are very small violations that are occurring, but they're occurring. And so we're running a blog series right now. We're giving this stuff away for free because we truly believe that if one credit union is better, if they're doing it right, then others will follow. And it just makes us stronger as an industry. And that's our goal. That's what we want to see come out of this. And if they turn to Chattery Act, you know, if they see some services that they feel could help them, wonderful. You know, that'd be great. It'd be a win for everyone. But we really just want to educate and bring credit unions up to speed as far as social media is concerned, because we see a lot, you know, that needs fixing. So
well, and you know, it's It's free until somebody sues you because they use their photo without their permission or something else like that. When we come back, you can tell us about some of those regulations that people need to be aware of. And then, of course, what's the next latest and greatest thing going on at Chattyac? We're visiting with the Queen of Conversations, Deb Schaefer, just Deb, with Chattyac. And we'll be right back after this. You're back on the Power Performance, the show that asked the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We're visiting live with Deb Schaefer, Queen of Conversations at Chattyac. So, Deb, what are some of these regulations? When are they coming? How are they going to impact credit unions?
Well, as of right now, these are just proposed regulations, soon to be enforced by the Federal Financial Institutions Examination Council. The FFIEC. It was a big 31-page report produced several weeks ago, and there are a lot of credit unions who are still unaware that it exists, but you and I both know, having been in the industry for a number of years, that these proposed guidelines can become law in a matter of no time. And when they are, people better get ready because states will be closely examined, and compliance is involved. Examiners and auditors become involved. And
would the NCOA be responsible for the NCOA? Would they be responsible for enforcing any of that?
I'm not exactly sure who will it. So,
but you're saying it could be. It could be something that would be enforceable.
Absolutely, it's proposed now, and it's because every credit union is now on social media, or most rather. We still run into a lot who are just scared to death and just don't even want to dip a toe into the pool because they're just so scared and nervous of what could happen. But what we see happening right now, the violations we see occurring on a daily basis are Facebook cover photos. Facebook clearly states that you cannot have more than 20% text in that cover photo. You cannot put contact information on there. You cannot list calls of action, with an arrow button pointing to the like us here. You can't do that.
Well, you already told me three things I didn't know, so keep going.
let me think, what else?
I'm sure there's lots of them. And I mean,
right, rates. We see people advertising rates all the time. And, we all know that in any of our marketing pieces, a newsprint ad or even a radio ad, if you're going to advertise a rate, you have to include that disclosure, all the fine print. And it's no different on social media. And people are forgetting, they're really separating the other mediums from social media, but it's really no different. If there are disclosures attached to a rate or a promo that you have running in your credit union, then you'd better be including those on social media platforms as well. And so those are some of the bigger issues. Another thing we see happening all the time are people running, credit unions are running contests on their Facebook page.
Yes, they
hey,
do.
Give us a witty caption to this photo, and we're going to pick a winner by the end of the day, and $25 gift card to Applebee's. And people have done it, since the beginning of social media, and they've gotten away with it. But those times are changing, and you can't do that either. Facebook clearly states that you have to use a third-party application
to run the contest.
Follows Facebook's terms of service. And we have a product called Yak Tracker that seems to be one of our most popular products because it's affordable and it's so darn easy to use. I tell people every day, if you can post a Facebook status,
you can set up
a contest using this template. Yeah.
Well, listen, let me ask you, if people are interested in finding out more about y'all and getting more information, how do they get a hold of you guys over at Chattyac?
Well, they can check us out at chatteryak.com. They can start there, start by reading the blog series and see what they think. But if they want to talk about, you know, how we might be able to help them with their website, with this third-party contest application or social media consulting or even a social media boot camp, we'll do those things all the time for credit unions who just need to be brought up to speed. They could send me an email, deb@chatteryak.com.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on and sharing some of your morning with us. It's great to have you back on the air. You sound like you're happy and pumped up about this new opportunity. We'll be keeping an eye on everything happening over at ChatterYak, and I hope we get a chance to get you guys back on the air real soon.
Oh, we would love that, Jason. Thanks for inviting me on, and it's really good to be back. Feels like home.
Hey, listen, you have a great, great rest of the day up there in beautiful Ohio, and we'll talk to you very soon.
All right, great. See you, Jason.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right, I'll share my thoughts on the GAC right after this.
You're listening to the Power of Performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more?
All right. Thank you again, Deb Schaefer with Chatter Yak, a good friend of this show there in Deb Schaefer. Hey, listen, I went up to the GAC. I wasn't there very long. I don't like to spend a whole lot of time in Washington, D.C., not one of my favorite destinations. But I did want to give you some of my observations on the GAC. Nike and I were up there entertaining the folks at the Credit Union Times Trailblazer Awards. And if you remember back, we had that big debate show between myself and another good buddy of the show, Denise Wymore. We might not agree, but I have a lot of mutual respect between myself and Denise. And the CEO of GTE, the old GTE Credit Union, now GTE Financial, they won. He won the CEO of the Year. And man, when he got up there and talked about, you know, 112 new members every day, and I even talked about how the name controversy, just dropping, you know, Credit Union from their name, why should that have been a controversy? I never understood why that should have been a controversy. And of course, being up at GAC, you meet a lot of the folks that are, you know, there's nothing wrong with being passionate about credit unions, but I think sometimes people like myself and Joe and other people that just kind of want to not run with that pack and that herd mentality have to explain ourselves all the time, and I'm getting a little impatient with that. There are a lot of people, and this is my take on the GAC. It is a perfect example of what I think happens a lot with credit unions. They want a lot of credit for intentions, but when you ask them to show you the results, that's something else entirely. You take the pictures, hiking up the hill, shaking hands with your congressmen. If you can think of a piece of legislation that's been passed that's been favorable to credit unions in the past 10 years, email it to me, info@eloquentonline.net. And I'm not going to check my inbox because there isn't any. I don't remember the name of the House bill where you got the community charter thing. That was probably the last big legislative victory that really impacted credit unions in a profoundly positive way, in kind of a macroeconomic across the board. Hey, all credit unions are improved by this. All of your marketing and strategic goals are improved by this. So what's the point of going up and putting on this show with your congressman and hiking the hill and taking the pictures? You know, if it's just an opportunity to get together and socialize and remind your congressional representatives, hey, we're out here, we've got stuff that we're concerned about, we'd love your support, great. But for me, I've been there now 5 or 6 times. This is our third year in a row. I do enjoy going to the Trailblazer Awards because you're around credit unions that are doing very forward-thinking things. We're going to be talking to the folks from Commodore Perry Credit Union this coming Tuesday about doing a special broadcast called David versus Goliath. This credit union up in Ohio basically just stared down the NCUA, and I've been following that story. I've been a big fan of theirs, and it was a real honor to meet their guys, just young guys out there running a great credit union, and they finally did what a lot of credit unions need to do. They just stood up to the NCUA and said, hey, you've gone too far this time. You've crossed the line, and you know, somebody cue the quiet riot. We're not going to take it anymore. So we're going to probably do a special show just on that whole situation And if we can get somebody from the NCUA to come on the air, we will, though I wouldn't hold my breath about that. Here's my thoughts on the GAC. First of all, vendor hall. This is just some advice. If you're spending all that money to go to the vendor hall and your company has spent the money to ship the booth and all the stuff and the fishbowl with the business cards and the pens and all the stuff that the board members come by and just take their arm and they swipe it into their goodie bag, I cannot tell you how many booths that I walked by and the person there representing the brand had their face down texting or emailing on their phone. Okay, that is a terrible way to welcome people to your brand. This is the power of performance. We talk about the first audience is you, that you have to be passionate. You have to be engaging the audience. And I'm not sure you can engage your audience when you get your face pressed into your BlackBerry. So just a little bit of advice. You know, I told the people at the Trailblazer Awards, and it got a big round of applause, that other vendors bring a booth to GAC. We bring a master violinist. And if you were in the Trailblazer Awards and you saw Nike's rendition of the national anthem, you know what I'm talking about. A good buddy of ours, Gail Gustafson from Oregon, she came in and she walked over and she found me. She goes, I walked in and when I heard the violin, I knew it was you because that's our brand. We are a musical brand. We infuse music into everything you do. And I want to have a huge shout out to Gail Gustafson. She is a breast cancer survivor. She looked great. She sounded great. She stared down that dreadful health issue, that calamity in her life, and she looks better than ever, stronger than ever. Mom, spouse, executive out in Oregon. It was just great, great to see her doing so well. So here's what I think. GAC, yes, I'm sure we're going to do it again next year, and I'll probably even be there again next year. But I think what credit unions need is a conference as well attended as the GAC, and please not in Washington, D.C. Come to Texas, come to San Antonio, come to Austin, come to the most prosperous state in the union, and if we were a country, we'd be the most prosperous country in the world. And let's get together with that same scope and energy and influencers and vendors and believers and come up with some kind of national branding campaign that is uniform across the board and stop all of this. Let's work together, all these meaningless platitudes. Let's tell our story. How many years? Somebody was saying that in 2000, the first year I went to GAC, and it's the same thing spun out year after year after year. We all know we need to work together. We all know the things that we need to do, but there is still a tremendous gap between what you think people know about credit unions and what they actually know about credit unions. And you know what? If people call us banks, so what? I'd rather somebody go to the bank and its Security Service Credit Union in San Antonio than not go at all. And so I think we need to find a way to compel people to engage our brand with the goal of being, hey, you come here, you're going to get the best rates, you're going to get the best service. But I think credit unions spend way too much time worrying about political activism and stuff like that. In our world, in our country today, I'm sorry, the needs of credit unions are just not top of mind of American voters. We're worried about other things, believe me. Here in Texas, we're worried about keeping our guns and our Bibles. And all across the country, people are worried about the economy and the debt and all of these fiscal cliffs and all the stuff that's going on they hear about on the news and on the radio. And if voters aren't concerned about credit unions, elected representatives are not going to put that at the top of their list either. So my thoughts on the GAC, yes, I'm sure we'll do it again, but we need to reimagine the way we go to market. And I'm not sure we can get there by the method of engaging our legislative leaders. Now, lastly, again, as a show note, I want to thank y'all so much again. The show, Emma, just blew up. 2,000 archive listens. We usually get about 1,000 archive listens every week to the show. So to get 2,000 proves that we picked the right young lady to be the new president of Eloquent Online. And the last thing I want to talk about, and of course, don't remember, Patrick Bassler will be on the show this coming Wednesday, a former jazz musician coming in and going to talk to us about using some of that musical discipline and some of that musical experience to create a very elegant and very, very beautiful brand up there in Illinois. And I said I would do it. We've got about a minute to do it here. I'm taking out my PlayStation Vita. If you don't know what the PlayStation Vita is, I was so excited to travel with it because for years as a professional speaker, I traveled with the old PSP. If you don't know, the PS Vita is the handheld version of the Sony PlayStation. And I got to tell you, if I were giving it a ranking from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, 1 being the lowest, I'm probably going to give it a really strong 8.5. If you haven't seen this, just Google it. Go check it out. I'm actually playing Ridge Racer right now. Not right now, but that's what I have in there right now. It's a very unique. It's got the analog controllers like you would find in a regular PlayStation controller. It's touchscreen. It's got music. It's got a camera. And it's got this little thing on the back that you can use your fingers in addition to the front control buttons. Now, my only criticism of it, it's a little heavy. Now, I can palm an NBA basketball with both hands. I've got pretty good sized hands. And even I found it to be a little heavy on the airplane when I was using it. And I'm not sure – I've yet to play a game that incorporates the touchpad on the back. But overall, it traveled very, very nicely. The battery life was great. The graphics are absolutely PlayStation 3 quality in many cases, maybe PlayStation 2 quality. Nothing is quite as good as the actual console. But I got to tell you, I was really, really impressed. If you're a vendor, if you're a credit union person that travels a lot and you're looking for – I just can't get into games on the iPad. I grew up with that tactile video game experience, and I need to push buttons if I'm playing a video game. And, I need the buttons, and I need to be able to do that kind of stuff. So, but I would give it a strong 8.5. out of 10, maybe even a 9. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm a pretty loyal PlayStation guy. Hey, listen, folks, we're running into a little bit of bonus time here. I want to thank you so much for listening again. It's March 1st. I'm officially now the Chief Creative Officer, the CCO at eloquentonline.net. Emma Douglas is our new president. She's going to help us reimagine our website, reimagine our message and the way we go to market. And we're going to probably do another special show on what Troy talked about last week, that fourth cycle in an American generation, which Emma's generation is part of. That's the generation that profoundly changes everything. And to give you some examples of fourth cycles, the generation that fought and won King Philip's War, that made the American Northeast safe for the expansion that became our country, the final showdown between the Pilgrims and the Indians that went the way of the Europeans and allowed us to settle this beautiful country the right way, the generation that fought and won the Revolutionary War, the generation that settled the Civil War, the generation that fought and won World War II, and Emma's generation is taking on a lot of those same characteristics, the homeland generation, Generation Next, Generation Z, whatever you call them. We wanted somebody from that fourth cycle to be at the helm of Eloquent Online because their future is our prosperity, and we're looking forward to sharing it, all of it, with you right here on the radio program, The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We'll see you guys on Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time with Patrick Basler, Top 40 Under 40 Credit Union Wonder Kid. I guess you can be a kid if you're in your 40s in the credit union marketplace. We're looking forward to talking to him and all of you next Wednesday, 12 noon. Hey, folks, have a great, great weekend out there. If you're in route, heading home from GAC, travel safe. Nice seeing a lot of y'all out there, and we'll talk to you very, very soon. Have a great, great weekend. Bye now.